Juno, we're back and we're going to wrap up here. We've been having a conversation with Kelly, Christina, Michael, and Kay, and myself about image and stereotyping in our community, Black community. And we just want to share that the other movies that Chadwick Boseman, who we've been talking about, he not only portrayed King T'Challa and Black Panther, but he also portrayed Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American justice on the Supreme Court, Jackie Robinson, and James Brown. And these are all powerful men, and we appreciate him saying no to the negative stereotypes and portraying those that our children can learn from and look up to and say, I want to be like. And so as we end this conversation today, what are your final words to our community today about this, what we've just discussed, stereotyping and the negative images that some might have about us as a Black community? How can we change people's perceptions of us? Christina, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I don't really know how to answer that question.
Okay.
To be honest, I feel like it's not necessarily our job to change their perception of us.
Okay, all right.
What would be good is to try to broaden your perspective in general. So might be exposing yourself to more Black culture. Maybe instead of just listening to Black music, you might look into Black art. You might start looking into reading books by Black authors. You might look into researching inventions that were made by Black people. Things like that, like somehow to immerse yourself in the Black culture beyond what is just put in your face on TV or on social media. I think if I were to answer what we can do, it would probably be to just continue to be the change that we want to see.
Okay.
So, you know, I try not to play into the stereotypes that I know that a lot of people have of Black women while still being myself. Yeah, being the change that I want to see. I don't want to be perceived or perpetuate the perception of the way that we're seen a lot of times as Black women on TV, and so I don't behave that way or portray myself that way in real life.
Okay. Kay, would you like to add?
I agree with Christina. You know, it's a heavy weight to take on to feel you need to change someone's perspective of you. I think, you know, individually in our own way, we impact our world one person one day at a time. You know, we do now are at a point where we as a people recognize the framework that we've been working with for many, many hundreds of years have really not served us well. And so it's, you know, to each of us to take the responsibility to make sure that we are steering away from that, that we are honoring people as individuals and not as a group, and not using the old negative stereotypes that we are now, you know, realizing that really still do exist, not honoring those and moving towards positivity and just working to develop ourselves and influence our sphere of our friendships, our families, our work life, and so on, and not be, you know, be wise and alert enough not to be the person who is used to continue those stereotypes, because, you know, it's so easy for someone who is not well informed to be used as a vehicle and as a means to extend the stereotypical thinking and to continue the dangerous treatment of other peoples, other groups
okay.
of peoples.
All righty. Kelly?
I think that, you know, just like everybody else said, it's not necessarily our responsibility to change someone else's perspective or how they see you. I think that, you know, a lot of times just one way that we can counteract the stereotype is by letting somebody know that it's a stereotype. I think that a lot of times when people are making stereotypes, they're not even aware that it's a stereotype, because a lot of stereotypes are true. Like, Black people eat fried chicken, you like watermelon, you know, and it's probably not going to change because it's part of our culture. Our parents did it, our parents' parents did it. And and it's good. So, you know, that's not going to change. But the next time someone being like, we need watermelon, just be like, okay, but this is a stereotype. Not all Black people like watermelon.
Right.
Not all Black people like fried chicken. And just letting them know, like, that's a stereotype that you just did there. You
okay.
know? And
all right.
Being okay with letting them make that stereotype and not immediately being offended.
Okay.
And not counteracting that with offense and attacking, but to just educate, because people don't know what they don't know.
Okay.
And a lot of times they may not know, you know, just like you said, he didn't know that all Black people couldn't sing. You know, we could say to him, like, well, you know, not all Black people sing, right? You
right.
know, just kind of bringing it up and trying to educate as we go along, as we see something or do something, or, you know, even with our children, so that they're not perpetuating this stereotype, letting them know, like, not all Black men are this, or not all Black women are this, or
okay.
not all Black people are this, I think will help, as well as how we see ourselves and how other people see us.
Thank you, Callie. Michael, did you want to add something as we come to a close?
I think that we, as a culture, Black people are at a point in time where we have to not operate under righteous indignation, so to speak, when it comes to other people and how they view our race. And to speak on what, or touch on what everyone here has said in some way, shape, or form, that yes, it isn't necessarily our job to educate, but we have to be open and okay with allowing for some people to not know what they know, and then telling them, I guess educating them on the what they did wrong and where the thinking is wrong, without being necessarily mean or defensive.
Okay.
And I think perpetuating is, say you don't want to perpetuate it, or we don't want to perpetuate it, is hard. Because like Kelly said, I love chicken. I love chicken because it's good. Am I perpetuating it by eating it because someone else thinks it? Sure. But the truth is that it is good. And I do like it. That happens with a lot of things in our society.
And that is my granddaughter, Juno. Thank you, Michael, for...
Excuse me.
It's, we're good.
Intruder.
Yes.
but yeah, we really need to be okay with educating our brethren of different races, and let them know that this is not, you know, and living under this, the when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
And if you are willing to learn, then we're willing to teach.
Yes. Okay. All right.
We need to be able to do that as a culture of Black people. I think we need to be open to doing that without being defensive.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Yeah, I'll leave it right there.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all of you for taking part in this conversation today. And I would like to end by reading the last paragraph of this writing that I found. Again, it's from the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. And the last paragraph says, finally, educating people about damaging, inaccurate stereotypes is recommended. Small focus groups involving individuals of different races could be organized through agencies, schools, universities, or churches. Discussion of racial stereotypes and attitudes in a safe format would allow people to explore and possibly discard stereotypes. Individuals can reassess their own prejudices and biases and affect a change within themselves. I just believe it's all about the heart, what's inside sometimes. Through a non-judgmental process of exploration, the possibility that people who believe and perpetuate stereotypes do so not out of hate, but as a means of protecting themselves can be considered. They may do so out of ignorance, habit, or fear rather than maliciousness. By suspending our disbelief and seeing each person as an individual rather than through the eyes of a preconceived stereotype, we can begin this change on the individual level. As a result, resolution on the community and in societal levels can occur. And I'll end with that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And thank you to all of my panelists, Kay, Kelly, Christina, and Michael, for participating. And I hope that you have gleaned something from the conversation. And let us know what you're thinking about these conversations. Many have asked about donations. And yes, we do take donations. And just give us a shout at junobaa@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.